It's no such thing as overnight nothing. There's no overnight shit. It ain't no overnight success, no overnight sensation. That shit only takes. That thing that you're looking at that looks like an overnight success, it's not real. It's gonna go away real fucking fast because it ain't got no foundation to stand on. But this is why I say that. If you go directly from zero to 100 with anything in life, what you're doing to yourself, you don't realize what you're doing, but you're doing it. What you're doing to yourself is you're robbing yourself of the journey. That's where all the magic is at, the experience of the fucking journey. That's where all the beautiful shit takes place. It's on the way there. It ain't when you get there, it's getting there. That's the beautiful part. So if you go directly from zero to 100, Toronto, that means you missing out on 27. You just skipping 27. The 27 feel pretty good when you finally get to 27. Then you go from 27, you get to 32, then you go to 45, then you get to 70-something. You're like, damn, nigga, I remember when I was at zero.
My life is just mad routine at this point, and I like it. So to go shoot a video, to shoot a doc, to even just come downstairs and do this, yeah, I swear to God, bro, I swear to, yo, that's the level of, like, comfort slash laziness that I've reached in my life. I had to make a real decision. Are you okay with getting comfortable, chilling, mailing it in, waiting around on inspiration? If this is as high as you ever got, not career success-wise, but from a skill level, like, have you wrote your best song? Did you leave no stone unturned creatively? And when I thought about that feeling, I was like, nah, I'm not cool.
Like, when you start meditating, that's supposed to happen. All it's showing you is that, and all it's showing me and showing all of us is that, like, I'm not in control. I'm letting my mind, like, run the show, which is fine. I don't want that to happen for myself. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, like, a slave to my thoughts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, and I feel like that's how I've been living my life.
Yeah.
Being, like, a slave to, like, my thoughts. And 98% of my thoughts ain't even my thoughts. It's something I seen on Twitter, heard on TV, something my mom told me when I was younger, something somebody else said me. So these thoughts are like fears and worries or like just ideas from other people. And it's like, that stuff is controlling me.
Uncomfortable moments, you find out a lot about yourself. And usually you find out that you're capable of rising to that bar that's set by that uncomfortable situation. So what's something I could do? Yo, when somebody bring you a feature, say yes. I was looking at it like an opportunity for growth. Do you really want to look back and be like, you didn't work with nobody? You didn't have no songs with nobody? That you just cool with that? No, okay. So start saying yes to some features. Similarly, it was like that with letting people know, yo, the off season, it's a boy, the fall off is coming. It's like, yo, now that the possibility of not doing this shit seems real and I'm at peace with that, don't have a regret.
There's a mentality that I had that was never shaken, and it was quiet. It wasn't outspoken, it was a quiet, it was all in here. So the minute where that changes, you know what I mean? And now I'm dealing with a mindset that I never had to deal with before, which is like fighting all these negative thoughts. That's the dark place I'm talking about, like self-confidence kind of shattered, you know what I mean? And like trying to fight against that, writing my way out of it, you know what I mean? And just this whole album was writing my way out of that place. Because I had never had to deal with that before. Like, I was a, you know what I mean? I was a happy kid. I wasn't, like, a down kid. Like, I observed life, and I saw, like, it for its positives and negatives, but I wasn't, like, a depressed child, you know what I mean? So when I had to deal with that type of mind state, I wasn't speaking on it. So then when I tell people, like, yo, you know, I was f***ed up for this whole album, like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You know, I was like doubting myself this whole time. Niggas like, what? You serious? But it was real to me. I was like, yo, pressure is real, man. That's why people jump off of buildings, man, like, and just end it. It doesn't matter what the story was behind the pressure. Pressure is pressure. LeBron James had pressure. He makes millions of dollars. But when he wasn't winning them chips, please believe he was stressed. Had to be, because that pressure is real. And sometimes the pressure is so strong, you can't even see what you got in front of you, which is like, you can't see that, like, you got a real life in front of you. You got friends that love you, family that love you, kids that love you, but you just so worried about this that it dominates all your thoughts and now interferes with your life. And that's when people end it. You got college students that end it, like, and just because it was the pressure and the competitive nature of school was too much for them to take. And we know, like, yo, it's just college, man. You know what I mean? You'll be all right. But pressure feels the same no matter what situation you're in.
It's too, because it's just like a show where I basically state my intentions and, like, ask for, like, guidance. Like, yo, I know these words. These people paid hard-earned money to come to this show. Let me nail everything. Let me try things I haven't done before. That's a prayer. Like, I'm asking for, like, guidance and, like, help in that area. The meditation for me is more like being present. I'm not trying to think anything. I'm not praying about anything. I'm just still observing. So if my mind is racing, and it might be nerves, or it might be there's a bill due, or it might be this is happening in the family, noticing it, and I'm trying to
let it go.
Let it go, but also not fight it. Bring my attention back to, like, my breathing, something that's currently happening, the sound of that fan. I just listen and try to, like, focus on that. And what you notice is, like, my mind will start going to something else. Like, oh, my mom said something on the phone, boom, boom, boom. And I'll start thinking about that. And I might go on a 30-second trip on that thought. And then I catch it, like, oh, look what just happened. It's fine. Let me bring my attention back to that fan. Something that's, like, present moment. And, like, I want to become a person that does that every day. Mm. Not just when, like, I feel anxiety or I feel stress. Because I'm like, yo, I see what it does for me in those moments when, like, things are, like, stressful or, like, I'm feeling anxious. Mm-hmm. It settles me. It brings me, like, back to the current moment. I can't imagine what it would do for me
if you did it every day
on a Tuesday in the crib. You know what I mean? Like,
somebody in this building right now, you got a dream. You be thinking about this shit all the fucking time. You can't wait till this shit finally show up in your life. That's all you ever think about, this shit you want to do. You can't wait to manifest. That's your favorite word. Girl, I can't wait to manifest. Manifestation. And some days you get a little down, a little depressed, because this shit just ain't happening fast enough for you. You wonder, like, damn, is this shit ever going to come? You get frustrated. I'm going to tell you like this, Toronto. If this message applies to you, do not fucking quit. Whatever you do, don't stop. Don't do that. You'll regret that shit forever. Do not stop. This shit don't happen overnight. This is a step-by-step process, so you gotta put one foot in front of the other. That's how this shit works. That's how it goes. I don't give a fuck. Even if somebody in this building right now had the magical ability to just snap their fingers and take you from 0 to 100. So when they snap their fingers, when you wake up tomorrow in the morning, everything you ever wanted in this world is gonna be right there when you wake up. Even if somebody could do that, I promise you, Toronto, you do not want it like that. You don't want it like that.